家好，我是 Jenny， 今天开言英语要教你如何谈恋爱。
Hi guys, I'm Professor Love.
你听起来好像这个tone不太对。这个课程我不敢学，不靠谱。
How about if I... Hi guys, I'm Professor Love.
Professor Relationship.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Professor Relationship, also known as Adam.
好，今天我们想讲恋爱啊，主要就是最近微博上有一个非常热议的话题，就是大学是否应该开设恋爱课呢？
Right. So should universities or should colleges provide their students with relationship education?
对。好，这个其实是中国青年报的中青校媒就做了一个调查。
Yes, that's right. So there was a survey of many college and university students.
对，就是他们 survey 了大概1000多个大学生，就问说，你们觉得学校是不是应该开设这种恋爱课啊？And there's some really interesting stats and findings. 好，所以我们今天就跟大家聊聊这个话题。首先我和 Adam, so we were looking at the survey.
Right.
Some of the key stats. 先跟大家分享一下一些数据。说参与这次调查的大学生啊，这一千多个大学生里面88% 的人 so overwhelming majority 啊，就是绝大多数 overwhelming majority 的这个 college students they support this relationship education
right
恋爱课首先我觉得这个恋爱课咱们英语就可以来探索一下它的说法啊。我们节目一开始你说你是 Professor Love 对因为恋爱可以说 love or dating、
right.
对吧、mm-hmm. 但是我们如果用 relationship 这个词来表达，你觉得有什么不一样呢？
Well, love is a very, very abstract concept, whereas relationships are things that we are actually in our daily lives.
它是一个关系，对吧？是一个浪漫的 romantic relationship.
Right.
所以其实恋爱课，我看了 China Daily 用的翻译是 relationship education.
Mm-hmm.
这个翻译我觉得就很好
like,
Yeah, it's much better than calling it dating education
Right
Or love education
Right Can I say sex education?
但 sex education 是另外一个嘛对吧
Right
性教育可能就是在一些我还记得以前我在上海上中学的时候 In our biology class、生物课的时候就有稍微说一点就是人是怎么就是胚胎啊这些
Right. We had the same. It wasn't really part of biology class, but it was basically biology. It was health and reproduction.
Reproduction 就是繁殖、对吧但是 that's not what this survey is talking about.
Right.
这个 survey is more focused on being in a relationship. 就更多的是这种恋爱心理学。
That's right. So it's a bit more psychological.A bit more emotional.
Yeah, that's right. So the psychology of love, right? The psychological side. Psychology 就是心理学。然后刚刚你说那个 emotional.
Right.
就是我们的情感。
Right.
好，那再回到刚刚分享调查的一些数据啊。参与调查的这些大学生，调查也会问他们你现在的恋爱状态啊，比如你是不是正处于一个恋爱的状态
Right, so are you currently in a relationship?
所以英文可以这样表达是吧、Currently in a relationship
Right
然后好像28%的这个参与调查的人说I am currently in a relationship
Right, but an equal number said they have never been in a relationship
That's right 就是从来没有过恋爱经历的人也有28%、and you were a little surprised by this number
I'm not super surprised no I was kind of more surprised by the in pursuit of a relationship number
对因为他还问说你现在是处于暗恋或者追求他人的状态的情举手
right so I that kind of made me think like who is marking that the one other number that we didn't mention is a pretty big number which is currently single now if you are currently single maybe you are in pursuit of a relationship maybe you aren't
嗯，哦，对，但他那个说 currently single， current 哦 currently 就是现在，对吧？嗯，现在单身的人37%，所以单身的人还是很多的。However， 现在单身的人呢，他们这个是有过恋爱经历的。
Ah, okay, yes. So there are people who have dating experience.
哎，所以有恋爱经历，你会说？Have dating experience.
You can. I mean, I don't think I've ever said it. I have dating experience.
我觉得是不是可以讲说 you have been in a relationship
right.
before,、mm. 对吧？有恋爱经历啊，有情感经历的。嗯，好。那但是再回到刚刚 Adam 说的那个处于暗恋或者追求他人的状态，这个英语要怎么表达呢？
Yeah. So the China Daily official translation, well.Accurate、
mm.
was perhaps not so natural、
mm.
In pursuit of a relationship, maybe just looking、
oh,
right. I'm looking for a relationship, right,、mm. looking for love、
mm.
in all the wrong places.
Pursuit 就是追求的意思、mm-hmm. 是吧
yeah、
然后它的动词是 to pursue.
To pursue, but it's pretty formal, right? You pursue happiness, you pursue wealth,
right,
you pursue status.
所以就不会说，如果你要追求一个人，不太会说 I'm pursuing a person, 是吧？
You know, if you got into a time machine and went back 200 years, I would say, yes, say that. I'm pursuing her.
这简奥斯丁的小说里面可能会这样用哈。
Right, Mr. Darcy.Hello, I'm pursuing you.
好，那看完了这些学生的恋爱状态、情感经历以后，看看大学生到底希望在这个恋爱课里面学到什么。
Right, so they don't want to be like us and just study the mechanics, the biological.
我觉得最主要是大学生就觉得，可能这方面接收的信息是很少的，因为在家里。就特别咱们中国的家庭，我觉得还是不太好意思跟爸爸妈妈聊这个东西。
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember asking my dad lots of questions about, you know, how do I ask a girl on a date? How do I? Well, actually, this next one is I do remember asking this too. Just how do I talk to girls? How do I communicate?
怎么跟异性沟通是吧、
mm-hmm.
或者怎么跟你的 romantic partner 沟通啊对其实看大学生希望在恋爱课上学习到的内容啊很有意思就是又是 majority 而且挺 overwhelming 的 majority 70%多的人说我希望学到如何在感情中保护好自己
okay so how to protect yourself、important
对，因为你付出了感情，就很容易受到伤害嘛。
Right.
我们前段时间不是还做了一个节目说 "getting hurt"，、
mm-hmm.
对吧 ？So, you know, love hurts.
Love hurts. I'm basically thinking this. My entire brain right now is just songs. They're all, you know, like love hurts. Love hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes.
对对对，所以怎么 protect yourself? I guess emotionally、mm-hmm. and psychologically.
Right.
From that 啊，然后呢，还有很多大学生希望学到如何在感情的关键时刻做出选择。
Right, so how to make those critical or key choices?
Yeah, 可能就是比如 when do I know a relationship is over, or when should I, you know, break up with someone?
Right, when is it time to double down on this relationship, or when is it time to cut and run?
没错，好，哎，接下来这个比较 light 比较好，就是如何让相处更愉快。
Okay, so how to be happier?
Yeah, how to be happier in a relationship,、mm-hmm. right? 那当然还有一个很重要的，怎样更好的爱一个人。
Okay, so this one actually gets used a lot these days. How to love better?、
或者我们中文也说怎么更懂得爱，是吧？所以这个就牵涉到还有一个问题，这些事情是能够教的吗？ Is love and relationship...teachable?
Yeah, so I think it is, and we're going to actually get into what they are teaching at some of these schools in a second, but I think a lot of it is not necessarily related to relationships, it's just teaching people about being human.
Adam 觉得不光是说恋爱，而是说我怎么做一个更好的人，对吧？怎么更好的对待别人。
If you are a kind and thoughtful person, to both of those people, you will probably have a decent relationship.
对，然后我觉得还有一点很重要的就是，其实我也希望这种恋爱网课能够更好的教教我们 how to understand ourselves better.
Mm-hmm, right.
因为 I have to admit, 我的初恋男友后来就变成我的老公。So I actually would fall in those who have never been in a relationship before.
Mm.
然后 我自己啊现在就觉得说很重要的一个摸索过程就是 understand 我自己是什么样的一个人。So I think that's also important.
It is, yeah,、we all can love better.
嗯，前面我讲到初恋，初恋英文怎么说啊？
You could talk about your first love.、We often say puppy love.
Oh, that's really cute. Puppy 就是一个小狗。
Right, but we don't say like, he was my puppy love.
Oh,
right? We're talking about the situation.
The idea.
The idea, right? That is puppy love.
Puppy love, okay. 那你可以说 he was my first love. Okay. 那我们现在 let's look at 这些恋爱课程啊，到底是在教什么？Because obviously,中国现在有一些高校已经在开这些恋爱课了、然后我们这里有一个例子啊，是中国矿业大学有一门网课叫做恋爱心理学 So the psychology of love、它的这个课程概述
The curriculum、yeah.
对 Curriculum 有什么、我们来给大家举几个例子啊、本课程会涉及到的问题为什么你一直没有找到 Mr. Right?
Okay, why can't you find Mr. Right?
这听起来有点 sad. 再看这个课还会教你为什么你不会恋爱。
Okay, so why can't you find love?
Or maybe why are you bad at love?
Well, so that sounds...
这个太 direct 了，不行不行。
A bit judgy, yeah, a little bit judgy. So we might even hear, again, today there are so many psychologists on the radio and in classrooms. You might even hear, why can't you love?
Oh,
you know, what is
yeah,
stopping you from loving?
Loving, yeah. 第三，为什么你总是失恋？
Okay, so why do you always lose at love?
可以这样说 lose at love、
right.
失恋、或者可以说 why do you have so many failed relationships?
Right, so again
judgy.
It's pretty judgy, so that's a fairly direct translation, which will work, but probably what people would say is more like, why do these relationships not always work out?
Exactly, 这比较好。前面我们说了两遍那个词 judgy, 它是形容词、It comes from the verb to judge.
Right.
Judge 是一个法官嘛，判案。
That's
但是也是
a noun.
对，或者我们、对别人会有很多道德审判、对吧 ？So judgy 就是这句话里有很多道德审判。
Right, so you are bad at love. You can't love because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, or the whole idea of relationships fail, right?、其实我们就可以说 yeah, like Adam said, things didn't work out.
Right.
Things ended. It doesn't necessarily mean it failed or、
right.
you failed.
Right, sure.、Yeah, I mean, hopefully grew during that time.
Exactly, 对。这课还会教你男生女生的恋爱价值观有什么不同。
Okay, so do men and women value love differently?
Yeah, I think that's super important, 因为我是感觉确实是有一些差异的。What do you think?
Well, that's the book they've always talked about for years, right? Men are from Mars,
yeah,
women are
from
Venus. It's just, we are two...well, of course we are the same, but we are just two different halves of the same thing. So, you know, men certainly like to、not really think too much,、watch some sports,
对对对
drink some beer, and women might be going crazy about all of the things. But again, going back to this question of communicating.
Yeah.
So if you can't really communicate, that is terrible.But what's more terrible is if you can communicate, but you discover actually you don't have the same values.
是。所以 again, 我们今天节目最后，其实我觉得这些东西，I wish I put myself in 这些大学生的 shoes. I wish when I was in college,I had learned some of these things.
Right. And just the last thing I will say is one trend I really don't like in education or in society, I suppose, is where we forget that there are differences between men and women. important differences, right? And just in the pursuit of some other goal, we just say everybody's the same. And because I think that can be very damaging to people. You know, you're not going to learn how to love yourself better and love your partner better if you can't accurately define where the differences are.
这些其实都是可以学习的。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。大家觉得大学是不是应该开恋爱课呢？Do you wish that you had taken some 恋爱课程 in your college days?
That's right.
Come and let us know. 好，谢谢大家收听今天的节目，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.